每早晨，这都是新的。神的诚实极其广大。亲爱的听友，弟兄姊妹，早安！欢迎收听中英文双语灵修每日眷语。
1月26日，苦难中的计划。我们劳苦努力，正是为此，因我们的指望在乎永生的神。他是万人的救主，更是信徒的救主。提摩太前书4章9到10节。我们的人生始于患难，生命的历程伴随着痛苦和悲剧，终结于所谓的死亡。想要逃脱苦难和沮丧的人，根本不了解圣经、历史以及人生。著名的音乐家知道痛苦练习之后是荣耀和称赞，他清楚经历几个小时、几天甚至几个月的艰苦训练和牺牲之后，会有完美的表演、被称赞的自豪时刻。学生知道经历多年的学习研究、缺乏和自我牺牲后，会迎来毕业的胜利。是的，我们每个人都会有困境的时候，但是神说，在困境中，我与你同在。借着信心，你可以看到他的祝福，并且坦然无惧面对人生的难处。在困境中，神有他自己的计划和目的。让我们一同祷告。天父，请你帮助我，要记得没有哪个遭遇是平白无故的，借着它让我知道你的爱和安慰。奉主耶稣基督的圣名，阿们。
您现在收听到的是中英文双语灵修每日眷语。
January 26th, Plan for Suffering. We work hard and suffer much in order that people will believe it. For our hope is in the living God who died for all. 1 Timothy 4:9 and 10.Our life has its beginning in suffering. Life's span is marked by pain and tragedy, and our lives terminate with the enemy called death. The person who expects to escape the pangs of suffering and disappointment simply has no knowledge of the Bible, of history, or of life. The master musician knows that suffering precedes glory and acclaim. He knows the hours,days and months of grueling practice and self-sacrifice that precede the 1 hour of perfect rendition when his mastership is applauded. The student knows that years of study, privation, and self-renunciation precede the triumphant day of graduation and honors. Yes, there are clouds of suffering for each one of us, but God says, I come to you in the thick, dark cloud of suffering.By faith, you can see his blessed face in the storm. God has his plan and purpose in all suffering. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, help me to remember that none of my suffering is in vain. Through it, teach me more of your love and comfort. In Jesus' name, amen.